Well, I began researching ways to prevent my own child from being parentally abducted internationally back in 2007, and I set out to learn everything I could about how to prevent that from happening to my child, and in the process learned that our current laws in the state of Florida are very weak in regards to prevention prevention methods to prevent children from being parentally kidnapped or family abductions as well. I also learned that around 2,000 children a day are abducted by a family member in the United States. And then furthermore, I was shocked to learn that we have numerous laws and punitive remedies already in place to punish people after they have abducted children, but very little in the way to prevent that crime from happening. And when I looked at it realistically, I felt that the smartest thing that we could do as a state, as parents, as family law personnel, and as policymakers is to have a series of risk assessments to determine if a child is at possible risk of abduction, and then to give the family court personnel those risk assessments as well as guidelines to be utilized for prevention methods to prevent that from happening. So I took all that information that I had gathered and everything that I learned along the way and went to our current statutes, found a place where I felt that this information belonged, which is Florida Statute 61.45, and drafted the legislation to amend that current statute to include a number of more risk assessments and as well as the preventative guidelines. And that's where we are. It was filed by St. Petersburg resident Representative Daryl Rousson from District 55, and then picked up in the Senate by Senator Eleanor Sobel of Hollywood, Florida. And we're currently back and forth to Tallahassee and trying to sort of shake the trees and get everybody out to support this much-needed legislation for prevention of child abduction.
We're speaking with Carolyn Ann Folk. This bill, HB 787, has it passed any committees, and what's the next hurdle for the bill?
Well, it passed actually in the Senate. There's an identical bill in the Senate as Senate Bill 1862, and I actually appeared before that committee last Tuesday, and it passed unanimously in the first committee in the Senate with all yays, no nays. We are now scheduled to appear before the committee headed up by Representative Kevin Ambler out of Hillsborough County, and it will be heard in the House of Representatives next Tuesday, March the 23rd. And from there, we have two more committees to go through in both the House and the Senate. But I remain very hopeful that by the end of session, which is the end of April, that we'll have some protection for the children of our state. And there is a website that folks can go to if they're interested in viewing the bill in its entirety. You can also, you know, track the progress. There is a petition that individuals can sign to that, you know, that we'll be able to get out to the senators and the representatives so that everybody knows that that the citizens of Florida deem this important work and that children, you know, the children need a voice and we are their voices. That website is www.floridachildabductionpreventionact.info. You can find everything you could possibly ever want to know about the bill there. You can also contact me through the email on that website.